So good morning and welcome back to Thought for the Day. Today we're looking at Proverbs 15 and verse 33. But before we do that, we're going to pray and we're going to commit our time to the Lord. So glorious Father, as we come to you this morning, we thank you for the wonder of your word. We thank you that we can come and that we can discover more about the Lord Jesus Christ in it. We thank you that we can discover more about ourselves in it as well. And so we pray, Lord, that as we seek to do that this morning, that you would be pleased to speak into our lives for Jesus' sake. Amen. So Proverbs 15 and verse 33 reads, "The fear of the Lord teaches a man wisdom, and humility comes before honour." So today then we come to a last look at Proverbs 15. And the whole point about Proverbs is that we would be wise. So how can we be truly wise? Well, according to our verse today, it's pretty simple. You must have a right view of God, who he is, what he does, and how he saves. And our verse talks in terms of fear. And what do we understand by fear? Well, it's a proper respect of his position, a full awareness of his power, a vision of his splendour, and a delight in his person. And you also, secondly, must have a correct view of yourself, an awareness that you are not God, that you have fallen short of the glory of God, that you do not know everything, that there is always more to learn when you are not trying to control others or assert your dominance. Of course, when I say simple, I mean that true wisdom only comes as we allow God to deal with us. Our natural state is one in rebellion to God, and our natural desire is to do as we please, and it takes a supernatural work of God by the Holy Spirit to change us. It takes the Holy Spirit to make us aware of God and his salvation. 1 Corinthians chapter 1 and verses 20 and following verses say this: "Where is the wise person? Where is the teacher of the law? Where is the philosopher of this age? Has not God made foolish the wisdom of the world? For since in the wisdom of God, the world through its wisdom did not know him, God was pleased through the foolishness of what was preached to save those who believe. Jews demand signs and Greeks look for wisdom, but we preach Christ crucified, a stumbling block to Jews and foolishness to Gentiles. But to those whom God has called, both Jews and Greeks, Christ the power of God and the wisdom of God. For the foolishness of God is wiser than human wisdom, and the weakness of God is stronger than human wisdom." Strength. So what am I saying? Well, without salvation, we cannot know God, and nor can we be truly wise. There's just no hope of that. So when we know God, how do we then grow in wisdom? Well, we preach the gospel to ourselves each and every day. We remind ourselves that we are sinners saved by grace, that there was nothing in us that appealed to God, no merit that we should deserve his attention. Instead, much that deserved the wrath of God. When God saw this, or when God knew this, he planned to save us through the atoning death of Jesus Christ. And then Jesus died. He was raised to life again. And in being raised to life again, as we have faith in him for his death and his resurrection, so we are forgiven. And if we preach this to ourselves each day, if we remind ourselves of the gospel, this keeps us humble. It keeps God high in our thinking, and it helps us to recognize that we have, we're not pleading our own merit, our own good works, but rather we're recognizing that without God we can do nothing. We're preaching this to ourselves on a regular basis, then we begin to work out our salvation with fear and trembling. That is, we rejoice in God's power to drive out sin in our lives. We rejoice in the fact that God is the one that can remove that sin. He, by the Holy Spirit, shows us our areas of need and enables us to deal with those issues. So as we depend on God, so those issues are removed. That does not mean, though, that we wander around, with a woe is me expression, but we instead, we get to hold our heads high as God transforms our lives and we become more and more holy and more like the Lord Jesus Christ. So we recognize it's not a work that we're doing. We recognize that it's entirely a work that the Lord Jesus does, that God himself does in us. And the greater our dependence on Christ, the greater wisdom we display. The greater the acknowledgement of our inability in human strength, strength in and of ourselves, the greater the power of God is displayed in us and through us. In God's world, those that succeed are not the ones who exude confidence in themselves, but those who have more and more confidence in God, who day by day delight in seeing the face of God in Christ Jesus, who choose light over darkness, who walk in the paths of righteousness, who have control over their tongue, who delight to learn in every experience, who rejoice in doing good, and who submit to God in all things. When we display this kind of wisdom, then we see what God, we then begin to see what God will do with us, how he will choose to use us. But what we have to remember, even as we have preached the gospel to ourselves, even as we have a right view of who God is and what he has done for us, even as we do these things, we need to remember what God has said, which is true in 1 Peter chapter 5 and verses 5 and 6. God opposes the proud, but shows favour to the humble. Humble yourselves, then, under God's mighty hand, that he might lift you up in due time. True wisdom, or to be wise, means that we submit to God, we have a right view of God, and we have a correct view of ourselves. That way, we are truly wise. Let's pray. Loving Father, as we thought about these things this morning, we recognise that in our lives there is often a desire to think highly of ourselves, Lord, and to think that we, Lord, have a monopoly on truth, or monopoly on, Lord, doing the right thing. And sometimes, Lord, we can get ourselves in a mess in that way. But Father, we thank you that when we remember the gospel, we remember that the Lord Jesus Christ died on our behalf, that he did it not because of any good in us, but because of the righteousness that he himself has and is. Lord, then we are corrected. Lord, then we are able to move on and to respond to that amazing grace. And so we pray, Lord, that you'd help us to do that this day, that we might be truly wise. In Jesus' name, amen. So thank you then for continuing to listen to the thoughts for the day. We've come to the end of Proverbs chapter 15. And by God's grace, we will begin again on a new portion of scripture. And that will be on Monday. So see you then.